Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A president and a former president squaring off on a debate stage tonight in Atlanta. What are the issues most important to those who will be watching? ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Inflation, by far the biggest. 50% of voters say that's a big factor. Immigration next on the list. Then you've got political extremism and abortion, crime, and some other issues. And this is striking. Donald Trump is seen as better handling all of the top issues, both of the biggies, inflation and immigration. Trump, a 10-point edge in trust to handle inflation, immigration, a 12-point edge. It's only when you get a little lower down that priority list into political extremism and abortion rights that you just start to see a Biden advantage.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation of that door plug blowout that left a gaping hole in a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet back in January. Today could be the busiest travel day of the year from the TSA's point of view. Millions of people getting out of town on this, the start of the 4th of July holiday week. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court due to release more decisions this morning with several big cases waiting for rulings. As we hear from ABC's Terry Moran, we may have gotten an inadvertent peek at one of them when court staffers mistakenly posted a document yesterday.
The case marks the first time the justices are considering a state abortion ban since the court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. At issue, whether Idaho's ban on abortions, except when necessary to prevent death, takes precedence over the federal law guaranteeing that patients in emergency rooms get the emergency care they need, even in the rare cases when that might mean an abortion. The document reported and published by Bloomberg indicates that by a vote of 6-3, the court's majority will send the Idaho case back down to the lower courts.
That document taken down after being online for only a few minutes. Ceremonies at Yellowstone National Park to name a rare white buffalo that was born there recently. That name, Wakangli, the Lakota language meaning sacred return. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are dead following a crash in Pewaukee Wednesday morning. A truck driven by a 49-year-old man rear-ended the car of a 76-year-old woman who died from the collision. The truck then headed to a construction zone, hitting two workers. One of them died at the hospital, while the other received non-life-threatening injuries. One youth is dead, another critically injured after a possible drowning incident at an Oak Creek Park last night. First responders found the dead youth in the choppy waters of Lake Michigan, while two others were rescued. One of them reported to have been gasping for air is in critical condition. And respondents to the latest Marquette poll were asked about the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. Among registered Wisconsin voters, 55% agreed with the jury, which found the former president guilty of the charges in his New York hush money trial. 36% say he's not guilty. 9% say they don't know. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi, my temporary ticket anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights ago and nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah, I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Steve Azar and I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday 9:10. I'm Brian Winikins. Good morning. Today in history, opening farm markets also coming up this hour. On the way next, we're going to talk with Kevin Gilbertson from Gilbertson Farms as we continue our spotlight of the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch. That's coming up next. First, here's Eric Church.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we
just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my old Jeep? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Once again, good morning on this Thursday morning as we continue our spotlight on the Gilbertson family, host of this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch from 9 until 1 here at the Gilbertson Farm, just outside of Elk Mound. And Kevin Gilbertson joins us once again as we talk about how the farm protects the land and the water as well on the farm, because they have to, for all of the cows, they got to grow all their feed. And Kevin, how many acres do you farm?
We currently run about 2,300 acres.
And so what, I guess first, what's the, is it a thinner soil or a thicker soil? Is it hilly, flat, or a combination?
We are light. We have sandy soils. We also have rolling hills. I got one particular field that I was told that it's the most susceptible to erosion in the whole county. So we have to use conservation practices to keep our soil in place. So
what are some of the things you have to do on that field if it's so susceptible to that erosion?
We use a variety of things. I grew up with contour strips, never knew anything other than contour strips. So contour strips, waterways, we implement a lot of no-till and cover crops. And then on those really erodible soils, you know, it gets put in hay quite often.
And so for those unfamiliar, a contour strip, from what I would understand, it's 10 rows of corn, grass, or maybe alfalfa. 10 rows of corn or soybeans, grass, or alfalfa. Is that kind that goes parallel with the hill or the bluff?
It follows the contour of the land, so you always try to stay at the same elevation. There'll be usually, we have our set usually at about 120 foot wide, and then it's alternating crops up the hill. You know, you don't want to have corn on every one. It may be corn and then hay and then maybe corn again or something like that. So
that has to be, has to make it a little bit more difficult to harvest that field because you always got something different there.
It does. When we were younger, a lot of my dad's strips were 60 foot wide, and with the bigger equipment these days, that's, we had to make them bigger. But we actually no-till now too, so that helps. GPS precision farming, we can get our strips the right width all the way down from one end of the field to the other, so you don't have all these short rows. But it can be a hassle, but it's what we have to do to keep a soil in place.
The other thing that you do, you mentioned cover crops. So what do you use for cover crops?
We use rye. We've been doing cover crops for a long time. We just kind of started on our own before the big push of everybody else doing them. We put cover crop on all of our corn silage ground as soon as it's harvested. And then we do quite a bit of our soybean ground when we get the soybeans harvested.
So then what happens with that rye? Do you use it in any way, or do you sell it, or a combination?
We'll leave some acres for grain so we can produce our own cover crop seed for the following year. We bale the straw. We use that in some of our dry cow and heifer rations. And then the excess grain we sell. Either there's an elevator here that'll take it, or other local farms that want the cover crop seed.
Talking with Kevin Gilbertson with Gilbertson Farms this morning. They are the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch this Saturday, 9 to 1, just outside of Elk Mound. Now, again, because of that erodible soil and the thinner soils, you also have to watch the water as well, so you don't want to have issues with the not only the surface water but the groundwater. So does that kind of adjust even how you use manure, where you put that on the field, where you have to really kind of time that or watch the weather? When we recorded this, it was raining, and it's been raining, so I'm sure that's really changed how you've been able to do things this spring.
With this new robot expansion, we put in our first manure pits. We have long-term storage. Up until then, we only had a week's worth of storage, so manure is always on the top of my mind. I'm always watching the weather. I'm always watching potential chances of we could have a problem with manure. So I watch the weather a lot to control manure spreading. But over the years, between cover crops and no-till and watching what we do with the manure, right east of here, a half mile, is Elk Creek. And over the years, that has been upgraded to be an even a class, I think it's a class A trout stream now, where it wasn't back in the 60s and 70s when everybody pastured cattle along the creek. So I feel we must be doing a good job for the creek to get better over time, not get worse.
So is the creek on some of the farm's property?
We don't have any land technically bordering it, but we rent a lot of land right next to it.
And so because of that, you don't go right up to the edge. You have to leave kind of a pretty, you leave a big buffer zone to protect the creek, right?
That, and I'll just watch what time of year that you're going to spread the manure. And like I said, watch the weather.
And with, you mentioned precision agriculture. So are you able to use that if you have to use any other commercial type of fertilizers on your fields where the you know, okay, on this part of the field, I can use a little bit, I need to use a little bit more, but over here on the other part of the field, I don't need anything, we don't even have to worry about.
Oh, yeah, we work with an agronomist with Synergy, the local co-op. Every field is analyzed every winter according to the soil test, and a fertilization plan has been prescribed for the individual field. We try to group a few plans together, but it's looked at individually. We have been known to apply fertilizer like 5 or 6 different times throughout the growing season, just to spoon feed it. Don't put anything extra out there that might cause potential problems. So we really watch it.
Because you don't want to have any runoff, but more importantly, you don't, that groundwater, you use that back here on the farm with the cows and your family, they're drinking that too. So you kind of have a vested interest in keeping that protected.
Absolutely. We watch that very closely, and as far as I know, we don't have any high nitrates in our soil right here. There's parts, we technically live in Chippewa County. But when we were getting this plan for this expansion, I worked with Chippewa County. You know, they have some nitrate, well test nitrate maps out there. And right in the area where we farm and been no-tilling for years, along with our neighbors been no-tilling, we don't have a problem with nitrates in our water here. And we probably technically really should with our lighter soils, but I think we've all been conscious of that. We watch our nitrogen, we no-till, we use cover crops, and we really protect our groundwater.
And while you've had light soil, I'm betting that because you've used cover crops, you're seeing higher organic matter already in the soil, so now it holds more water, and it has more nutrients already built in. That means you don't need any. You need less commercial fertilizer.
Yes, but it's slow. It takes time, but we continue just to strive to use cover crops, use no-till to try to grow those organic matters.
We are talking with Kevin Gilbertson. The Gilbertson Farm is the host of this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch, and it'll be from 9 to 1 here at the Gilbertson Farm just outside of Elk Mound. Tomorrow morning, we'll wrap up our spotlight. We're going to talk about the Dairy Brunch, a little bit different. I kind of like that. We're going to talk with Kevin about that here coming up tomorrow. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our spotlights this June Dairy Month. You're listening to WRDN.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs.
Picking up! Oscar!
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling. No,
She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving, and she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles, baby come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding, I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. I'm 90. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
horse divides, time subtracts, takes away your hair, takes away your jump shot, but it ain't gonna take all the memories I've got of Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? Back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind. But baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Nate Smith, Bulletproof, 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. NASCAR returns this weekend as we travel to Nashville. We'll have the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race Saturday afternoon at 3:30. Then on Sunday, it's the Ally 400 from Nashville with coverage beginning at 1:30 Sunday afternoon here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history for this June 27th. 1971, New York City's Fillmore East closed. The Landmark Hotel had hosted many of the major rock groups of the 60s. 1991, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall announced his retirement. 1996, a Dallas police officer was charged with trying to hire a hitman to kill football star Michael Irvin. Wow. In 2001, screen legend Jack Lemmon passed away at the age of 76. In 2005, the so-called BTK serial killer, Dennis Rader, pleaded guilty to a series of murders in the Wichita, Kansas area. The murders happened between 1974 and 1991, and the 60-year-old killer had managed to elude authorities for 30 years. 2011, Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, a move he said would put the team on a better financial footing. 2011, former Illinois Governor Rod, I've got a Senate seat for sale, Blagojevich, was found guilty of 17 of 20 counts levied against him in a federal corruption trial in Chicago. Among the counts Blagojevich was found guilty of was one that charged him with attempted extortion to try to barter favors for an appointment to President Obama's vacated seat in the U.S. Senate. I'll take a bit of $20. We'll start her at $20, right? Oh, man. In 2016, believe it or not, the Happy Birthday song entered public domain, making it free to use in movies, restaurants, and anywhere else in public. See, the weird thing is with U.S. copyright laws, music and art and images, they get like 100 years of protection. Okay. Meanwhile, engineer Greg, who has 31 patents, some of his patents are being used right now by police officers, fire departments, that sort of thing for communications. He only gets 20 years. With all due respect to the artists, I get it. But I would think what engineer Greg has invented over the years is a little bit worth more than what you sang or drew or whatever. I'm just saying. Anyway, moving right along. 2017, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announced the platform had reached 2 billion monthly users. Wow. And in 2023, Ryan Seacrest was announced to replace Pat Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune after Sajak's retirement. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Provisions Health.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 9 to 1961, August up 7 to 2057, September down 2 to 2058, October down now up 7, rather, to 2040. At the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle markets mostly lower, feeder cattle also moving lower, but hogs are moving mostly higher today. There's still a strong chance for some higher cash markets this week. There's a little profit taking in the cattle side, though. Hog futures, though, continue to see some short covering ahead of the hogs and pigs report that is being released today. June live cattle up 57 cents to 193.50. August feeder cattle down 32 cents to 261.45. July hogs up 50 cents to 90.40. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower. Soybeans mixed. Wheat is higher. Now, right now, the trade is watching the weather models showing a high pressure ridge to remain mostly south of the primary grain growing belt in the southern U.S. There's also, again, some short covering as well, especially in wheat, ahead of that stocks and acreage report. New crop corn down 1.5 to 435. New crop beans now down 1.25 to 11.05¾. July wheat up 13 to 554¼. And Minneapolis wheat July up 10.5 to 606½. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Saturday, July 13th, is the host of Manitowoc Minute and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron.
We haven't quite figured out how to say that, big. It took me until I was 18 years old to figure out the phrase beggars can't be choosers wasn't about the guy putting my groceries away.
Purchase your tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
In that clear September sky,
One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day, I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt. Man, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me. Good Lord calls my name.
is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Justin Moore, this is My Dirt 952. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park is Saturday. Going to be a beautiful day for it, too. 2 to 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park, 4-H food, games, crafts, kids train, fireworks, and a whole lot more. This is the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park this Saturday. 2 to 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park. Fireworks. They're going to have fireworks. They'll have legal fireworks, or they will have someone shooting off legal fireworks. Remember, in Wisconsin, they might be for sale, but, you know, you're not supposed to just buy them and shoot them off. That's illegal. Well, police in Southern California announced a massive illegal fireworks bust last weekend. More than 75 tons of illegal fireworks were seized from a warehouse, making it one of the largest amounts of fireworks that were confiscated in California history. The value? $10 million. Wow. Three people have been arrested with the fireworks discovery. Now, my question is what's going to happen to the fireworks? I say they just have one big, giant fireworks show. $10 million worth? That would be heck of a show.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me.
You say you've turned it off, hid your heart up on a shelf, scared of what it might cost. For someone else, 'cause loving him you lost too much of yourself, baby. Can't you see that he's not me?
And I need you to know you can fall into me, that my arms are wide open and will always be right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me.
I'll follow any road, anywhere to get to you. I'll open up my soul if that's what you need me to do. Now baby, it's your move, all you got to do is believe in love.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Emerson Drive, Fall Into Me, 959. I'm Brian Winnikins. This in from the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department. Highway D is now open. And the Highway D in Buffalo County is now fully open. So that's some good news. Thank you to Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, that's now on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. Also, thanks to Kevin Gilbertson for joining us once again in the Jerry.